you must know how to invest well. It has been said, and too often quoted, that the only certainties in life are death and taxes. To these two certainties, I add one more: being confused by and ignorant about investing. Because investing is a confounding activity, you may be tempted to look with envious eyes at those people in the world who appear to be savvy about money and investing. Remember that all of us start with the same level of financial knowledge, that is to say, with none. No one is born knowing this stuff. The only difference between those who know and those who don't is that those who know have invested their time and energy acquiring knowledge about the investment world. Before I discuss the major investing alternatives, I want to start with something that's quite basic, yet important. What exactly do I mean when I say investing? Investing means that you have money put away for future use. If you put your money in your mattress, you've chosen an investment, one that pays no interest and is subject to theft and fire. Many people chose to invest their money in their mattresses during the Great Depression in the United States in the early 1930s. Why, you ask? Well, banks were failing, and the stock market fell off a cliff. Therefore, during the Great Depression, the mattress was a reasonable place to invest. Although many people didn't know it then, an even better place to invest their money was in government-backed bonds that appreciated in value as